This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah wahdah, wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah, ala man la nabiyya ba'dah, wa la ummata ba'da ummatihi, wa la kitaba ba'da kitabih, wa la shari'ata ba'da shari'atih. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين ينفقون أموالهم بالليل والنهار سرا وعلانية فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, last week we spoke about the positive and the negatives of this material world. And we ended off with a quote of Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said, "Ibtalayna bid-darra'i fasabarna." In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we were tested with difficulty and poverty, and we were steadfast. "Thumma ibtalayna bis-sarra'i falam nasbir." Then we were tested with wealth, and wealth has its fair share of challenges and imtihan and trials. فَلَمْ نَصْبِرْ. And of course he was saying, because of his humility and taqwa, that we could not achieve steadfastness. So this week I thought that how do we get the balance between the positive and the negative of this material world. So I want to speak about a sahabi who had tremendous amount of wealth, more wealth than you and I can ever imagine. But yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him steadfastness, and he was amongst the Ashra Mubashara, and he was the people destined for Jannah. Huh? And he is Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that he was one on his trade journeys in Yemen when he spoke to someone, one of the monks, one of the religious leaders, and he came and asked him for something about trade. So he told Abdul Rahman, "What are you worried about trade? Go back to Makkah. The last Prophet of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is about to come." So he went back to Makkah and he asked his friend Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, "What is new in Makkah?" So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has announced his prophethood, and he invited Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, to become a Muslim, and he became a Muslim. He was the 8th person to become a Muslim. Pichle hafta humne jo hai na duniya ke musbat aur manfi pehlu ke upar bayan kiya. Aaj maine socha ki ek aadmi ka bayan karo jiske paas bahut zyada maal tha, lekin unhone unke upar koi asar aane nahi diya, manfi asar aane nahi diya. Maal ke hote hue وہ جنتی بنے." So Abdul Rahman ibn Auf came back to Makkah and he became a Muslim. Amazingly, at least 5 of the Ashra Mubashara, at least 5, Talha, Zubair, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, 5 of them became Muslim and came to Islam because of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Can you imagine Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's rank? Ya Allah, 5 of Ashra Mubashara, besides so many, became Muslim because of him. So Abdul Rahman ibn Auf became a Muslim, and afterwards he became amongst the Sahaba. He also went through the difficulties Sahaba went in the early stages of Islam. He made Hijrah to Abyssinia, he came back, and then he made Hijrah to Madinah Munawwara. And that is where the lessons of his life that we are going to make mention of. So when he came to Madinah, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam paired him with Sa'd bin Rabi. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne muakhat qaim ki. تو عبد الرحمن ابن عوف کا مواخات سعد بن ربی کے ساتھ ہوا. Now سعد بن ربی also was wealthy. I just heard when I was listening to a speech of one alim. So he was saying, even in the pairing of Sahaba with other Sahaba, Nabi Karim صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم looked at compatibility and looked at wisdom. Subhanallah. So paired عبد الرحمن ابن عوف with سعد بن ربی, who was also wealthy. So سعد بن ربی رضی اللہ عنہ, this was the sacrifice of the people of Medina. Sa'd bin Rabi said, "Abdul Rahman, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made you my brother. This is my wealth, half you take. Ada mal aap le lo. I got 2 wives, Ya Allah, I got two wives, and one of the wives, whoever you like, I will give a divorce after he did, you get married to her. So Abdurrahman ibn Auf said, Allah give you barakah in your wealth. Allah tala aapko barakah de. Give you barakah in your wealth. I don't want anything of yours. I want to become independent. Show me the marketplaces. That time there was a very famous marketplace in Medina by the tribe of the Jews, Bani Qaynaqa. So Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu went to go and start trading there. And he became a very, very influential and wealthy businessman. So what did he trade in? So ulama said first he traded in butter and ghee. So that time people only used to have either butter, either ghee or the dates. They never used to have mixed. So Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu mixed the things together and he sold. So you see all this today you have fusion foods. Came from the time of Sahaba. So they also used to bring, and he brought the things together and people found it amazing. Oh, now there's mixture of things. So he sold that. Allah gave him barakat in that. Then he started trading in horses. But the most of his wealth, the barakah came from the saddle of the horses. So that time there wasn't a culture of having saddles of the horses. Jiske upar aap gore wagara rakhte ho na, saman sahi tarah baithne ke liye, to unhone uski tijarat shuru ki. And Allah Ta'ala gave him so much wealth, so much barakah, he used to say that even if I pick up a stone, Allah will put gold and silver under that stone. This was the barakah Allah Ta'ala gave him. So this was, it also teaches us, by in business, be innovative. Tijarat mein bhi, aap zyada kamane ki fikr karein. Tijarat mein aap barakat paida karein. Jis cheez ki zarurat ho, usko aap beche. Stay and find out what the market wants and go and sell that. Don't just sit on your laurels and say, no, now 20 years ago I had this particular shop, now no one is buying from me. But look at what the market wants. Maybe the market doesn't want what you were selling 20 years ago. So you must become innovative in business. So Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu had this. Then Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day saw Abdurrahman ibn Auf, he had perfume on his clothes. Abdurrahman, now normally that time when you had a particular type of perfume which had zafran on it, it was a sign that you got married. Abdurrahman, you got married? Yes, Ya Rasulullah. So how did you get married? You just came now from Mecca. You only migrated now. He said, yeah, Ya Rasulullah, Allah Ta'ala gave me barakah. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, see that time there was such a beautiful, he didn't say, why you didn't invite me? Mujhe kyu dawat nahi di? Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam only told him, awlim walau bishat. You know, make walima even if you slaughter a sheep. To ye jo hai walima ke sunnat yahan se sabit. From here Nabi we see the sunnat of walima. Make walima even if you have to slaughter a sheep. So Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiyallahu ta'ala anhu started in that particular way. Allah ta'ala granted him barakah. His wealth, yeah Allah, what was I saying? Sometimes when you read about his wealth, you sometimes wonder, ya Allah, at that time how Allah ta'ala gave him wealth. So he left behind, it is said, when he passed away, he had 13,000 tons of gold. Which, you know, now those who had gold coins, dinar. The dinar was 4.365 grams of gold in one dinar. The amount of gold he left behind, the amount of gold coins he left behind, they counted it in today's time. I think 4 or 5 years back I gave a bayan, it was $528 billion. In today's time, that same amount of wealth, that same amount of gold, $606 billion. $606 billion he had wealth. So to collect wealth is not wrong. But look at afterward what happens, that you must realize. Today, the wealthiest person, if he's got wealth, $106 billion. That's the wealthiest person in the world today. Abdurrahman ibn Auf was 6 times more wealthier than the wealthiest person today. And such was his wealth that when he died, he made wasiyat. Give every Badri Sahabi 400 dinars. Har Badri Sahaba ko 400 dinar. Mere taraf se wasiyat. Now wasiyat is only in 1/3. Below 1/3. Now can you imagine? Below 1/3, he's saying, first of all, he gave 5,000 gold coins in wasiyah, not in his waratha, not in his inheritance. He gave 5,000 gold coins and every Badri Sahabi 400 gold coins. Why? Because Nabi Kareem Sallallahu loved Badri Sahabi. He loved the people of Badr. So he gave him that amount of gold coins. For, you know, 500. And there were 100 Badri Sahabas alive at his time. So 100 of them got 400. This was the amount of wealth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him. But, you see, with that wealth, we must always make dua. Ya Allah, agar aap mujhe maal de, to uska dil bhi de de. Give me that heart also to be able to spend that wealth correctly. Allah ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will ask two questions about wealth. One is how you earned it, and how is one you spent it. So Allah ta'ala, aapka sawal karenge, Qiyamah ke din, aapne maal kaise hasil kiya? Aur aapne usko upar, aapne usko kharch kaisa kiya? Log to bas yehi samajhte hai ki halal kamao, phir jo hai na maza ho raha ho. Jis tarah se chahe usko upar jo hai na aap kharch kare. Nahi. First, how you spend, how you earn, and how you spend. So this is important. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the heart. What a heart Allah ta'ala gave him. Subhanallah. He used to say, in my wealth there is a share for the people of Medina. Mere maal mein Medina walo ka hissa. I giving them charity, I'm not doing any particular type of favor upon them. Talha al-Khair, who is known as Talhatul Khair, he's also among the Ashray Mubashara. He said, listen to this brothers. He said, Medina mein teen kisam ke log the. In Medina, there were three types of people. One is the people who took loan from Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, that he gave them loan and he forgave it. One is those people who took loan from someone else and Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu helped them to pay the loan out. And the third type of people, those who benefited from his sadaqah and his charity. He gave them charity just like that, without them being needy or not. Three types of people that Abdul Rahman ibn Auf. One amazing type of situation is that one day Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, you know, there was, you know, camels coming, and there was such a rumbling in Medina and Munawwara. 700 camels coming into Medina, and it made such a noise that the people of Medina initially they felt ki koi hamare upar hamla kar raha hai. Aise awaz 700 oot Medina mein aa raha hai. So someone said, who is that? What is this? So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala sitting in a hujra, bhai ye kya shor ho raha hai? What is this happening? Someone said, 700 camels laden with goods coming, and it is a goods of Abdurrahman ibn Auf. Subhanallah, he was so wealthy. 700 camels. In today's time you say containers coming. Containers coming with goods from abroad. So he had the seven. So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne sach kaha. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Abdurrahman will have lot of wealth. He will go to Jannat, but he will go crawling into Jannat. Mushkil se jayega Jannat mein. Jayega zarur, kyunki jo hai Ashray Mubashara mein se hai. Lekin mushkil ke saath jayega. To Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiyallahu anhu heard it. To bhagte hue aaye Hazrat Aisha ke paas. Aisha, ye aapne suna? Did you listen to this hadith? Yes, I heard it myself. Maine suni. I heard this hadith from Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abdul Rahman will go to Jannah, but because of his wealth, he will give hisab. And he will have to go, you know, delayed in Jannah. So he said, what is the way of me going quickly into Jannah? So she said, give charity. Give as much charity as you can. O Ummul Mu'mineen, bear witness. 700 camels of goods, I am giving it freely. Zakat ke tor par nahi. Bas aise maine jana Medina walo ke upar kharch kiya. I have given it charity to the people of Medina. The people say that day there was Eid in Medina in Munawwara. So one thing we must remember, here in this world, you got wealth, there is ease and privilege. Yahan pe agar maal ho, to aasani hai. You go to travel, you travel sometimes business class because you got wealth. Sometimes you're not traveling business class, you got gold card. So you got gold card, there is no queue. Right? So you have privilege. You get easy in traveling, you get all of those things. So here when you got wealth, there is ease. There in the year after will be exactly the opposite. You got no wealth, aapke paas maal nahi, bhai jao, seedhe jao, jannat mein. Maal ho, to queue mein rao. So there, here you got no queue because you got wealth. There you got wealth, stay in the queue. You have to give yourself. Koi maal nahi, jao jannat mein. 500 years before the rich, you're going to jannat. So people who don't have wealth, you mustn't get angry. You mustn't feel, Allah Ta'ala will give you there. But if you have wealth, but you must now worry with regard to spending. Hazrat Uthman, Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf used to look after the wives of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Used to send them for Hajj. One day he sold a land. That land he sold, which is made mention, 40,000 dinars. In today's time, 40,000 dinars is $6 million. $6 million. One day he gave charity of all of that $6 million. Huh? $6.7 million, they say 40,000 dinars was. He gave everything. He gave to the family of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mother. He gave to the Ansar. And then he gave to the wives of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Hazrat Aisha got her share, she started crying. So someone said, "Why are you crying, Ummul Mu'mineen?" She said, "Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me once, oh Aisha, after I die, only the righteous will look after you. Jo taqwa wale hai, wo aapki hifazat karenge. The taqwa person who has taqwa will look after you." So when she got it, she said, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was referring to this person, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, how he used to look after the wives of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam after Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. Anyway, many such riwayats and incidents about his charity. And one is, sometimes you get wealth, and even if you give charity, you got takabbur, you got arrogance. And there is no doubt too, when you start giving, you sometimes can get arrogance. Huh? So look at Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah. What great tawazu and humility he had. It is made mention that many a times, one day he was sitting at the time of iftar, and he had called a lot of people on his tablecloth, and there was food. And all of a sudden he said, Mus'ab bin Umair passed away. He didn't have enough to even cover his body. Mus'ab bin Umair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ke intiqal hua, shaheed hue. Kafan pehnane ke liye bhi unke paas kafan nahi tha. Hazrat Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidu Shuhada, passed away. He didn't even have enough to make his kafan. And look at what Allah Ta'ala is giving us. Adhabtum tayyibatikum fi hayatikum wa dunya. Is it, does it mean that Allah Ta'ala is giving us reward in this world and akhirat mein hamare liye kuch nahi hoga? Aise soch. Can any wealthy person sometimes even think that maybe Allah Ta'ala is giving us here and there will be nothing for us in the year after? It wasn't like that. But just look at his fear. Subhanallah. So much times there was this type of situation that one person said, I saw Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu making tawaf. And all the time he was making dua while he was making tawaf. Oh Allah, save me, shuhha nafsi, from my desires. Ya Allah, he said the whole tawaf, he was making this dua. Ya Allah, save me from my desires. Save me from my desires. Such a great person, my dear respected brothers. It is made mention, there were many things. Now one of the other things they said, why Allah Ta'ala gave him so much barakah in his wealth. There were three principles about his wealth. One is, by and large, it was a cash business. Secondly, it is said that he never waited for greater profit. I'll hoard it, then next year I'll get more profit. Whatever profit he got, he sold it. Don't wait for tomorrow something to come. And the third thing was amazing, he avoided dishonesty, and he avoided any type of uncertainty in the business. So many times, there was a business transaction, there was uncertainty, he walked away from it. So these were three of his business principles that I made mention with regard to how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him barakah. Then towards, there was another amazing aspect. Allah Ta'ala, he was very well respected amongst the Sahaba. Very well respected. So much so. And this is a privilege. This is a privilege only Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu has. Abu Bakr ke baare mein ikhtilaf hai. There's a difference of opinion. Tabuk ke mauke par, at the time of Tabuk, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam went perhaps to relieve himself. People were waiting. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't come back. They were worried about the time of Salat. They put Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu to make imamat. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam came back. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam read namaz behind Abdul Rahman ibn Auf. This is definitely established. The last, before Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away on Monday, Saturday Zuhur time, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into the masjid. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wanted to stay behind. To isme ikhtilaf hai, did Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam just read namaz behind Abu Bakr, or did Abu Bakr put Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front and Abu Bakr stood back? Isme to ikhtilaf hai. But this one here, there is no ikhtilaf. So after Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam got up to read the Mas Salat, so now everyone is looking and they're all worried. Abdul Rahman also is worried. So after Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam performed his salat that he got late, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ahsanta, you people have done correctly. Huh? So the only Sahabi that is definitely established that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam read namaz behind in is Abdul Rahman ibn Auf. He played a very major role, even with regard to after Abdul Umar radiallahu ta'ala on his deathbed said, six Sahaba, they are Ashra Mubashara, they must choose the Khalifa amongst themselves. So Abdul Rahman ibn Auf said, I won't become the Khalifa, I will go and find out from everyone. So he went to Medina. You know, he went to go and ask everyone in Medina. He went to ask the woman, the children, who must become the Khalifa. He found that most of the people in Medina wanted Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So you see, also in that, in choosing the leader, he took into account what the people wanted. So he asked everyone, and then he came and he announced Abu Usman radiallahu ta'ala to be the Khalifa. Usman radiallahu ta'ala had a lot of trust in him. So one day, someone saw that Usman radiallahu ta'ala had written that after I die, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf must become the Khalifa. Mere marne ke baad, Abdul Rahman ko Khalifa hona chahiye. So someone would tell him, Mubarakbad, glad tidings. Usman wants to appoint you as a Khalifa. So he said, Ya Allah, he made dua immediately. Ya Allah, don't put me through such a difficulty. Make me die before that time. Mujhe nahi chahiye Khalifa. Khilafat mujhe nahi chahiye. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala took his life before that time. In the time of Usman radiallahu ta'ala. Before he passed away, he saw a dream. Amazing dream. He saw a dream that he was in front. When he looked behind, he saw the whole ummat. He saw the whole ummat. Pure ummat unke piche tha. Ye khwab mein dekha. And then he passed away. And ulama say that the reason why the dream was because the whole city of Medina were indebted to him. So when he was, his janazah was such, a lot of people came because so many of them were indebted. As I made mention with regard to Hazrat Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu's statement that what are the three types of category of people in Medina and Munawwara. And he passed away. Abdul Rahman fil Jannah. Abdul Rahman is in Jannah. May Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to learn from these inspiring lessons that they left behind. They had wealth. Mal bhi tha. Kaise mal? Hamare paas to aise nahi. Lekin where they were there, he had humility. He had the ability to spend it correctly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you and I the tawfiq of understanding and make an amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Thank you.